Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Listen, I would eliminate the funding for NPR tomorrow. That's the right thing to do. We shouldn't be in the business of funding NPR. If you're a leftist, why wouldn't you be willing to use taxpayer dollars to fund a propaganda outlet for your view?
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
And the cat's in the cradle and the sea. That's right, John Katzimatidis now has his own entry music, like Mariano Rivera, Enter Sandman by Metallica. Anytime Katz is on the show, he gets Katz in the Cradle, which is a classic. John Katzimatidis, what can I say? He's not just my boss. He's like a second father to me. I love him dearly. He has done a tremendous job at this station, making WABC great again. He hosts two of his own terrific shows, Katz and Cosby, 5 p.m. every weekday afternoon. And that Sunday morning show, the Katz Roundtable at 8, is the only show on the weekends you have to listen to. I mean, they're all great. All of our programming is great, but his show is outstanding. And he's all over the news. But I want to start with this NPR stuff, John Katzimatidis, and get your thoughts on Ted Cruz blasting these people. This guy Berliner, he actually quit yesterday because all he did was criticize the lefties, and they suspended him.
Well, I think that's a little bit stupid. But going back to what Senator Cruz has said, I believe in the First Amendment. Anybody, any station can say whatever they want, except yell fire, I guess. But it should not be publicly funded. I mean, it should be privately funded. And the government should sell it to a private enterprise. Let them sell it to George Soros. I mean, he's buying up all the radio stations. But the government should not be funding programs like that. It should be private enterprise, and they do have the right to say anything they want to do. And Sid, we just got back from Las Vegas, me and Chad and Emily Margo. We took Kevin Droschwitz with us and Dan Herschel. And it was the international broadcasting show. They had over 90,000 people in Las Vegas. I can't believe the amount of hotel rooms in Las Vegas. I can't believe. I mean, Las Vegas every year becomes more and more beautiful.
Yeah.
And to be able to host 90,000 guests, my God, I mean, that is phenomenal. And we stayed at the Wynn Hotel, and it
beautiful.
Was beautiful.
Yep.
Steve Wynn did a wonderful job.
Yep.
Creating that until they, I guess, whatever they did, they threw him out of Wynn. And he's the creator. He's the one who created
yes,
it.
Yes, they did throw him out. And I stayed at that hotel many times. By the way, we're only a couple of months removed, John, from Vegas hosting the Super Bowl, where they hosted a lot more than 90,000 people. So they do a great job. You know, you mentioned George Soros, and I'm aware that he's bought stations at Odyssey, and now he's talking about buying Cumulus stations and other stations. And I know this is a tough fight, John, but I was talking about this with Chad moments ago. But the only guy that can fight off George Soros, assuming he wants to fight, is you. Are you up for that fight?
Well, yes, we are. I mean, we're up to getting the voice out of common sense. And I do believe in common sense. I've always believed in it. By the way, I started using that word common sense about 3 years ago. And guess what? Everybody's using that word.
Yes.
Too bad I couldn't patent it. And I would have made $1 zillion if I got a nickel every time somebody used the word common sense.
Especially in this city, they use those two words all the time. I want to do one more story on news, and that is this came out yesterday. CNN boss Mark Thompson says the network faces existential crisis, plans eventual switch away from cable TV. Now they're talking about possibly doing a subscription-based streaming model very similar to YouTube and TikTok. I did see Chad's response on your text last night. I thought his response was excellent. But you actually talked on this show, my show. You broke it on my show months ago. You were entertaining the idea of buying CNN. Is that still a possibility?
Well, you know, we look for opportunities. We don't buy at retail, and that's part of our success. We buy things that are broken, and we fix them. And, again, that was part of my success. CNN is broken. It's an everyday word. It's an everyday word, CNN. Everybody knows it worldwide. And guess what? They have like something, I forget the number, 400,000 viewers.
That's it.
That's nothing. It's Trump change. I mean, it's crazy. It is nothing, but the name recognition is worth the money if the station is operated right and common sense prevails. Again, common sense prevails.
You're right. Same thing.
But Las Vegas, as I said, was great. We met with FEMA. WABC is part of the Department of Defense and FEMA, and FEMA is going to be spending a lot of money to beef up our site in New Jersey where our antenna is, they're going to make it nuclear proof, which is I hope we're not waiting for a nuclear war, but they're going to make it nuclear proof.
Right.
We met with the FCC in Las Vegas, and we had a lot of great meetings. And Kevin Drosch and Dan Herschel had a lot of meetings how to upgrade, getting additional antenna systems. And
wow.
And you know where our object is. We want WABC to be bigger than the BBC. And right now we're broadcasting to 173 countries and 50 states. And we're not marketing it yet, but we have 149 countries in the month of March actually listen to us.
Wow.
Wow. It's huge. I've heard it say 173 countries, but not Antarctica.
Not Antarctica.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
So that does, so when you were out there in Vegas, John, you have been doing a really great job. You and Chad And by the way, I love this kid, Kevin Droesch. He's a great program director. But you and Chad are doing a great job of keeping AM radio alive, which I believe is a necessity, especially talking about defense. Well, part of the discussions in Vegas about AM radio, and secondly, with all this growing and the tremendous job you've done with WABC, is an FM antenna for ABC still a possibility?
Oh, it's a possibility, but it's going to happen sooner or later. The other thing that I wanted to say, Frank Pallone from New Jersey, Congressman Frank Pallone, and a Republican, Congresswoman Rogers, did a joint thing in Congress. That they want AM radio to be preserved.
Good.
Because some of the electric car companies want to get rid of AM radio.
They already have.
What? The consumer is getting rid of the electric cars. And it's crazy. Sid, the other big story in the New York Post today is about that we are going forward with small modular reactors in the United States. It's a green energy. What is small modular reactors? Well, it's the nuclear reactors that are usually run our submarines, usually run our nuclear aircraft carriers, and we are retooling them to run small cities, where a small modular reactor can run a city of a million people or half a million people for 67 years, and it's the Germans, the European community, the French now consider it a green energy. So it's a green energy, but it's not going to happen tomorrow morning. It's going to happen over the next 7 to 50 years.
Okay.
The conversion of oil to our oil and fossil fuels into nuclear energy, and that would be part of the greening of America. And that's the next energy supply. I mean, anybody that thinks that a few windmills and a few solar cells are going to drive America, I'll sell them the Brooklyn Bridge.
It's crazy. No, of course. We've already seen that in Germany. You know, they had a rough summer a couple summers ago. There was no wind, and nobody had any air conditioning. I swear to God. Tell me about Bob Prokopo and why you made him the man for this at United Nuclear Group. Why is he the guy?
Well, Bob Prokopo has run the energy division of American International Group, AIG. Very smart guy. Knows everybody in the energy business, and he's going to be running things on a day-to-day basis, which is, one smart guy. My rule in running our companies, I try to hire people that are smarter than me to run our company.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Now, I know. I mean, one guy that you would say is smarter than you because you love him so much, and I do the same thing with my son Gabriel, is John Jr. And when you consider now Christides, D'Agostino's, you've got United Nuclear Group, you've got these other oil groups, energy groups. I mean, he was named the president, God bless him, just a couple of months ago. There's a lot on his plate, a lot.
Well, he's a smart kid. He's been doing this. He's only 31 years old, but he was doing this for since he's like 14 or 15 years old.
Yep.
Going around the company and caring about the company, and that's what I love. Look, we built a tremendous company. We have so many divisions. It's so big. It is hard to get a next generation to be able to maintain a conglomerate like that. But John Jr. is very capable of doing that.
He is a brilliant kid and a wonderful kid, too. He's got a great disposition like you and Margo. I love him. Well, listen, congratulations on everything, John. You know, no one's happier for you than I am. Well, maybe Margo, John, and AJ, but outside of that. So congrats on all this exciting stuff. Welcome back from Vegas, and I'll see you on the fifth floor one of these days soon.
I wish you a happy birthday yet.
Tomorrow.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I love you, John. Thank you so much. This was great. Thank you so much.
Take care.
My man, John Katsimatidis, and a lot of exciting stuff going on. Seriously, really exciting stuff with the Red Apple Group and certainly the Red Apple Media Group. which is doing some amazing thing. I'm not going to lie to you. I had no idea when John and Margo bought this station that we would have this success. And when you talk about my success, and I've been a big success the last year, you cannot argue. You can hate me, but you can't argue. And I can't help but give a lot of that credit to John, Margo, Chad, and all the folks here at Red Apple Media.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.